Sorry for my miss uncle.
Nope. No worries, Fuji-san. Okay. Let's see if we can get started. I gotta share my screen. There we go. Hey, let's start off with our scribe today is Fuji-san. We're gonna do a roll call. This is David Kinsey from AT&T, China Mobile.
I'm standing for James today.
Who's that?
It's James.
Oh, James. Okay. And then Deutsche Telekom. No, Jakob. Okay. Ericsson.
Yes, morning, David. Hi, all. John Paul from Ericsson.
All right, John Paul. Docomo. Yeah.
Hello everyone, this is Fuji from Docomo.
Thank you. Nokia?
Hi David, this is Wahid standing in for Arun.
Okay, thanks. Orange? China, huh?
Yes,
Right.
I
Hi, Julian.
have
Rat.
Get here from Redis.
Okay. Tim.
Hello, everyone. Andrea is here.
Thank you. Wind River.
Hello, everyone. This is Jackie River.
Thank you, Jackie. Viavi.
Hi there, Alton from Viavi.
Thank you, Alton. Samsung.
Hi, everyone. Avinash here from Samsung.
Hi, Avash. Well, that's pretty full. So, okay. So, first step after roll call is we're going to review the previous meeting minutes. It should be for the 14th. So, let's go to the 14th. So, we called the scribe. Here was the attendance as recorded. If you don't see your name marked, or if you see your main name incorrectly marked, let us know. Okay.
Yeah, it's our here.
What's that? Okay. We went through the thing. We reviewed the previous meeting minutes from the 7th and approved. We came down and we talked about the release or the news pre the press release with Powder and the fact that we were going through the process of that where I think we'll get a status update today where that is. I think in the other ORAN related business, we will talk on the One Summit. I think it's listed farther down here on the half day workshop. From any other business, we talked about the One Summit and the things. I think we can work out confirmations of that schedule if Irfan is here. I don't see Irfan on the call. Oh yeah, I see. We can update that. We had confirmed Abdul Wahid as Ericsson's alternate contact, and we approved the title of the half day session, and that was pretty much the meeting last week. Any changes or additions?
And I'm putting my shirt on.
I know what you're doing.
Gracie, could you
well,
mute?
maybe.
Gracie.
No, I'm putting my shirt on my shirt. I'm all
Gracie, can
cupped.
you mute? Gracie, can you mute?
I weighed in.
Okay. Hopefully she'll
know. If you're the host, you can mute.
Yeah, I muted her.
Hi, David. This is Bimo. So is it possible to get like a few minutes at least to discuss the status for the OEC progress on the ODU project, just to clarify the status?
Yeah, I think when we come down to the standing old business, we can do that. So we'll put that in today's things. First, though, can we do? Are there any changes to last week's minutes? Can I get a motion to approve?
Yes.
Avinash, I can propose a motion. Yeah.
Thank you. Can I get a second? Thank you. Okay. All those in favor of approving the meeting minutes for March 14th, say aye. This is David Kinsey saying aye.
Martin saying aye.
You say aye.
I've been not saying aye.
Jack is saying aye.
Why well, says aye?
Again says aye.
Okay. All those opposed say nay. Okay, motion carries. Meeting minutes for March 14th are approved. Okay, so for the project report section here, BMO, we'll talk about what's going on with the ODU low, or ODU in period, right? The integration at the Taiwan lab. We'll talk about that. That's pretty much what you need, BMO?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Okay, so let's start at the top. That's sort of I think the things that are here is on there. I'm not sure it's in this order for today's agenda, but that's pretty much what we're repeating from last week. For the OSFD, ORAN related business, James, do you have an update on the communication with Power? Is that something we can close, or where is it at?
Yes. So Zibinek actually came back to me with a little bit comments. So just like ORAN Alliance, he just put it as ORAN and ask for OSC and OSFG co-chair's review. So okay. I actually sent an email to you, Ginger, Tracy, and Irvin. So hopefully you could review and provide feedback. If there's no comments, then we should be good. Just so
OSFG and who else to review?
OSC.
Co-chair. OSC, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I mean, I read it and nothing jumped out at me, but I didn't read it for that specific purpose. So I'll take a look at it again. And if I have any comments, I'll send it to you.
Sure.
Okay. So it's still in the process for reviewing. Mm-hmm. When we come down to, let's see, really the One Summit is probably, I'm not sure if One Summit belongs up in here or down in the standing old business. I'm not sure. But anyway, Irfan, where are we at on the One Summit?
yes. Hi, David. Hello, everybody. I believe the program is looking very good. Sridhar, are you here?
Yeah.
So I see there is a little bit of green creeping up into the. Let me share my screen. Can I do that, David?
Yeah. Let me stop sharing.
So this is the list of tasks from. You can see my screen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yes. I'm speaking, for Sridhar. Sridhar, please step in. So I see that there is a bit of green creeping up into the list of tasks that is the main tab here. Sridhar, would you like to say something about this contract? And
yeah, so we have completed the signature of contract thing. So that's for half a day on 29th for 50 participants kind of thing. And depending on the number of speakers we will be having eventually, and for those who need a registration, we will have a separate engagement with them. So they have provided me the code. So I will share the code with the speakers who need this registration.
Okay, fantastic.
And yeah, so currently I think the most important part for us to share is the schedule, if it's ready. So I have created a website in wiki page also there on the line number 17 thing. So I will have to just explain the, elaborate this on this page. So all these details, we will share it to that events team. They will put up in their website, the main website, and they will start the PR activities around this thing now. So we need to finalize on the speakers and the speakers part mainly. I think there are three outstanding, I think.
Yes, Sridhar. So let me, I didn't know that you had created this. So I was working with the old document, this Google Sheets. So, I have added this here in green and yellow. Basically, we have this one talk, the keynote that is pending here. Chilin said that, I don't know if Jindri is on the call, but he's looking at the schedule. So Jindri, I don't know if you have any update.
Chilin secretary is, applying for this business trip currently. To be honest, not sure. So hopefully I can get the update by next week. Yeah.
Okay. So next week, thank you, Jindri. Next week, then we do the necessary for finding an alternative if Chilin cannot make it. But I'm really hoping that she'll be able to.
Okay. So in case she cannot make it physically, I record that. That the online speech or recorded video is kind of not allowed, right?
Not that it's not allowed. Sridhar, yeah. What do you think about that?
I think it's just a little hard because who's at the podium or whatever. So we'd have to have the mechanism to play the video. I could probably as part of the introduction part is sort of introduce such a thing and sort of be the person on the stage for the time, to introduce her and then do it. But it's just, it's harder, I guess, just for us to coordinate it. It'd be better in person.
Okay. Yeah.
But it is not, I don't think it's impossible, but it requires more coordination. Sridhar would definitely have to help us out with AV stuff, right?
Correct. That's the only thing. So we can, as you rightly said, it's not impossible, but we will have to do some kind of coordination that we can do it in the worst case. Yeah.
Okay. Let's review next week then.
Okay. And if we have to, we'll move to a plan B.
Yeah. On the near real time, Rick, we had a discussion at the OSFG, and Tracy very kindly offered to help to find a speaker here. Tracy, are you on the call?
May I phone?
I'm sorry, who's there?
This is Wahid here.
Yes, Wahid. Yeah.
As far as I remember, I sent a mail telling probably James would do the demo for near real time rig as well. So that is what we agreed in the near real time project meeting also, that you would convey on my behalf.
Okay. James?
So we're going to wind up just looking at the schedule. Then we'll wind up with James talking about the near real time RIC, James talking about the RIC apps, and James moderating the panel.
Yeah, so that we can sort out. I think on the panel we have a good attendance, so we can make either Michele, he's a great moderator, or Florian, or even Lincoln. As the moderator here, it shouldn't be too difficult to do that.
I'm just hoping we can have the variety so that it looks like there's more involved, right?
True.
If it's just a few people on the stage, then it looks like it's something very small.
Yeah, absolutely. In any case, yeah, sorry, I skipped that. You know, John kindly said that he'll be available. So yep. That's fantastic news, John. Thanks for that.
Yep, looking forward to it. Should be good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, so David, I hear you and I agree. And, I guess everybody does. So, one solution here is for maybe the OAI team to provide a speaker here. We'll look into this. But let's also wait for Tracy because she offered to help find somebody here. Yeah, so let's close this during the next week.
Okay.
All right. We have the labs panel, which looks very, very good. The edge cloud is Sagar is going to be there, so that is also looking good. ONM Alex is going to present, and then we heard from Shubhash for the AI ML framework presentation. So we have completed. The only one that is missing is Ganesh's. In the second part is Ganesh's. Okay, so I don't know if Ganesh is on the call.
No, he is not
trying.
Yeah,
it's Ankit. Is that you?
Yeah, that's Ankit.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, right. So again, I'll reach out to Ganesh and get confirmation from him. Or did Ankit you say that Ganesh had already agreed? I didn't hear. Sorry.
Yeah, let's reach out to him and confirm.
Okay, so these are the three slots that are missing right now. So I am sure we'll be able to fill them up with sufficient diversity. So that's where we stand, and I think we're in good shape. So Sridhar, quick question: when do we need this for the website?
Well, at least by before our next meeting, if we can. At least by next meeting, if we can finalize, we have to give at least a month time to do the good marketing around this thing, right?
Yes.
So by next Thursday, by our next call, we should finalize the speakers. I think,
And then we will need all the speakers' bios and
correct
and so picture and everything. So
that's on the next tab. So next tab, I started filling whatever I know of. So I would request I will request speakers to add. I have created a document where they can add their details, bio, and picture, so that we can provide that to the events team for them to market around this.
Right, and then you'll have the link. Will you just send it the link for us to register with the code?
Correct.
To whoever the speaker list is, and so that we can all do that. And I see you have the status there for when it's done.
So Sridhar, just for clarity, where is the place where we are going to upload the bios?
Oh, that in the speakers tab itself, right?
Speakers tab itself. Okay.
So all the data will go only in this Excel. There is no other place we will do it. You can click on that add it here kind of a thing, the link to bio kind of a thing. So there.
You want the bios to be pasted over here?
No, there is an add it here kind of a thing, link to.
Oh, add it here. I see. Okay.
Yeah, so you can go there. It's just a Word document. Where we are requested people to add, if you open that,
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, so people will add it here kind of a thing, one by one.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that'd be great. So please start filling this in.
Correct.
Okay, very good. Okay, let me stop sharing. How do you do it? Stop sharing. Oh, here, yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay.
So David, I just need a, if you remember last time we approved for supercomputer, we have the first request from our LF release engineering team. This is basically a silent verification on the bunch of jobs for GitHub migration testing kind of thing.
Okay.
So if we need like 2 minutes to take that topic.
Okay. If I'm looking at our schedule, that would have been actually up here in the release, I think, stuff. So let's go backwards to that. If we're done with the one summit, let's go up here and let's do the release. So do you need to present or something?
No, so I just put a link there. So the request is to give the supercomputer rights to our LF engineering team for these bunch of tasks to be merged.
Okay.
So they're all silent verification and John is also verified for all of them.
Okay.
So if TSC approves, the supercomputer will go and merge all of them together kind of.
Right. And what does a silent notification mean?
Oh, silent verification. I mean, that means it doesn't hurt any other things. It's just a simple verification. They use the term silent verification on that.
Okay.
Matt, do you want to add anything on this, all these tasks, so that you give more details on this one?
I haven't been all that close to this because I think Jessica's been running it.
Correct. Yeah. So yeah. I think John also is there. So as she mentioned, these are just a simple verification to test the GitHub migrations that LF engineering is testing.
Yeah, it's all related to the GitHub, the changes with respect to GitHub, yeah.
Okay. So the need is for us to vote on this. So
Correct. Yeah. We'll
call for a vote. Whether to approve the enablement of the super committers to perform these changes to Garrett.
Yeah.
All those in favor say aye. This is David Kinsey saying aye.
Jin saying aye.
Thanks, Junior.
Vila saying aye.
Andrea says aye.
Yeah.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Okay, motion carries. It's approved, Sridhar, so you can let them
merge it.
Know to move forward with this.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's all.
Thank you. And then, so that's release planning. We talked about the one summit. I'm not sure we need to go into CVEs anymore. I think we're just going to let them sit until we can figure out how to close them, I guess. Unless ORAN specifically comes back with a need to close them, and then we will have to ask them, you know, where's the resource to do that? So, because we're resource, we can't, we don't just don't take it, these things off the fly. If we can figure out how to do it organically, that'd be great, but the three of them here I'll have to do with the security, and we do want to incorporate security into our model, but I think the RSAC is going to have to work on that, probably planning for the next release, because this release was already in motion when we found out about these. So we'll have to pick that up. Next on the list would be projects. So BMO asked for some time to talk about ODU integration. So do you want to share, BMO? Do I need to stop?
Yeah, I will share my screen.
There you go.
Thank you. So can you see my screen?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so just a quick go through about what we did on the past couple months. So we are collaborating with Intel Redis and also VRFI to do the integration for the OEC audio. So the components that involves for the integration is between the audio high and low, and we are using TM500 RU-SIM to test as the RU. And then after a couple months, we made some progress, but currently the status is pending. There are a couple issues in here that I listed. First is there is a bug in Intel FlexRAN F release for the ORAN. This bug is mentioned by Intel, Ashwin himself. So he found some bugs due to issue on static compression mode. And then the testing in uncompressed or dynamic compression mode is not feasible because the RU SIM does not support it for us. And this is the status that I also received from VRFI Taiwan in the last minute, that the RU SIM that we have in our lab doesn't support it. So a couple of suggestions that I found, I think from the last RSEC call also, from Peng, also from Redis's, from Ankit. The first one is Intel is suggest to try to find alternative options like a dynamic or no compressions to continue the integration testing. But yeah, the status that I just described before, we received a confirmation from VRFI Taiwan last minute that it's not feasible. Intel proposed to use compression because dynamic compression is proven to work, and they plan to use it until the integration finishes up to the end-to-end UE attach. For Redis, is on the last RSA call, Ankit also suggests that if it's possible to move to FlexRAN version with Ubuntu base due to the end of life of the CentOS. Maybe Ankit, if I mistaken, you can clarify for this part. And then
on the latest version demand, I had this one that latest is not a mandatory thing. Only thing is, if you could move to Ubuntu based version, that would also suffice. That.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Ankit. So from us in here from the NTU SD lab, we want to move to, if possible, we want to move to latest stable version FlexRAN for the Ubuntu based system. I guess we assume that because the current version FlexRAN is CentOS based, right? So we try to avoid the double efforts because of the different operating system. So we just afraid that maybe in the future, if we move to FlexRAN with Ubuntu based, there will be some work related to configuration that has relating like setting on the operating system, and we need to start from scratch. And also the second one is we try to find alternative solutions to continue the process, as currently we have support from VRFI Taiwan's engineer, so I really appreciate VRFI for this part. But the problem is VRFI Taiwan engineer is not available like every moment we need to make a call for the debugging. So this is also part of the problem right now, because without the support from the VRFI Taiwan engineer, we cannot operate the TM500 at the moment. And the last one, I guess this is a little bit move forward to the future. In our lab, in OEC Taiwan lab, we also plan to do the integration for SMO and OCloud. And on top of OCloud, we want to make a proof of concept of deploying the VDU on top of infrastructure OCloud. So FlexRAN is part of the DU, and we hope that we can deploy that container-based FlexRAN on OCloud. But currently, the OCloud, I guess the latest version of the Starling in release 8 is only available as a Debian base. So I'm not sure if CentOS still support for this one. So yeah, this is the situation. And I guess we need to address this one to Peng to make a call for these suggestions. Maybe we need to hear from Peng directly. Any comments related to this, Peng?
So regarding this blocking issue about the static compression, so we are not aware that static and also dynamic and no compression is not supported by the VAVI RU. We will certainly discuss the issue to explore other options. And also regarding the Ubuntu based code release, so we are currently discussing this matter. I think it will take some time to settle, but once the timeline becomes clear, I will share with you.
Okay, thank you, Peng. Any other comments from maybe from Professor Ray? Do you have any thoughts? Maybe something that I haven't covered in here?
No, I just want to point out our time is quite limited. So as far as I understand, Intel, you just put the binary version directly to OSC. So it would be better for us to get a most up-to-date release such that we are able to compare the other commercial version. We can use the log to help for the debugging. Otherwise, for the old version, it's quite difficult for us to maintain. Now we also need to test for the integration test for OAI in the future. So I'm afraid if we still keep in the old version and since currently the ODU low actually is release F, but now we are already moved to release I, it has been a long time since last update. So I'm not sure why do we need to integrate a old version, because most of the functions are not supported now. So if possible, please consider to upgrade the new version. Otherwise, it will be waste lots of the time for our students. So I don't know how to convince my student to do this kind of integration job. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Professor Ray. I think the request is clear to us. And also regarding the motivation you mentioned, can you please send us an email with why this that's a later code release let's say it's considered mandatory for this integration testing, so that we can wait those in our consideration.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, I think so the follow-up will be we contact Peng in regards to reasons. I guess a part of the reason is already listed here, but we also will follow up through the email to Peng. I guess that's it for me. Thank you, David.
Okay. Okay.
So the only thing left on our agenda today after the projects is, there anything? One summit, the half day workshop, super committers. We talked about CV. We're sort of, I think, glossing over. The next meeting will be next week on the 28th. I have a heads up that I will not be able, I think I will. I have training on the week after that, the first week of April. However, I will, Being how it's 6 a.m. East Coast, the training will happen after, so I think I can still make the meeting on that week. So next meeting is on 3/28. It is still the time shift. So it's this time next week. The following week, for parts of the world that shift to daylight savings, it will move an hour earlier for those people that observe daylight savings. Any questions on the meeting next week?
Sorry, David. So how long it will last for the daylight saving? Is it until...
Well, the rest of the world. So the U.S. moved about 3 weeks ahead of the rest of the world that observes daylight savings. And that's what causes this gap where the calendars seem a little out of sync. So if you are in a place that observes daylight savings, you will resync back up and it'll be back to the normal times that it was before the shift, because both U.S. and your locale will be on daylight savings. If you are not in a place that does not observe daylight savings, it will be at this time in your location up until the fall in November.
All right, November. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I think around November 1st, I think, is when the U.S. drops back. And it's like middle of November, or maybe I haven't reversed it, which one goes first, I don't know. But it also has a couple weeks gap between the U.S. and Europe and other places that observe daylight savings. Any other questions? Any other business we need to address? Okay, then I will give you back some time next week. I'll see if I can, if Ritwick will be able to attend and give us a status update on the on what's been going on in the RSAT call. The meetings are being held, but it's been a lot about the status of the projects and stuff like that. So we'll figure out what the reporting should be on the projects or the RSAC. So with that, thank you, everybody. We'll close the call. Fuji-san, you can stop the recording.